hwnna yn y dîr am i e. Sein rhaf sy'n fi chwi. Sest i e sed, yn ddim yn dîr am i e. Yn ddim yn sy'n fi chwi. O isi an se am dîr. The heim o mati. I took notice of the fact that the an se al dîr. The superior beings are those who in our reign, in the superior beings, add up to 1,000, ani ubni mihem, I, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, together with my son Reb Elazar, are among the 1,000. In Meyohem, in the Anshi Aliyo, the superior Jews are 100 in total. Ani ubni mehem. In Asoheim, the superior Jews add up only to 10. Then ani ubni mehem. In Shinaimim, in the Anshi Aliyo, are only 2 in total. I and my son Eliezer are the 2. What is the meaning of this mysterious saying? But Chas V'Sholem, it speaks of Gai Chas V'Sholem. But Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his son Eliezer were hidden in a cave for 7 years. They were hidden not only from the Roman authorities, but even from their own brethren. No one knew of their ravens. No one knew what they were involved in. For 7 years, without seeing the shine of the sun, they were engaged in writing the Zohar. Light. What kind of light? Spiritual light. Light that will reflect and refract and diffract upon the whole Jewish people and indirectly and the whole world. Whenever I think of my father, I cannot help but to think of my father, Reb Moshe, because my brother, Reb Moshe Ber, and my father, Reb Moshe, had one neshama, one soul, one mind, one heart, when they were mechadish chidush teira, they were mechadish together. I don't know of any parallel in the history of the Lishol. The only one I can think of is Rabbi Akiva Niger and Reb Shlomo Niger. These two also, when they were Mechadish Chidushetir, it wasn't a monologue, it was a dialogue. As you see, whenever you look over Rabbi Chidushetir, Rabbi Akiva Niger constantly mentions, Ubi Reb Shlomo, when Reb Shlomo writes a battle, Obi Meiri, but there is one difference. Reb Shlomo Niger had one neshama, one mind, one heart, but they were not hidden in the cave. Reb Moshe Ber and Reb Moshe, Zecheinom Livrochem, were hidden in the cave, hidden from everybody, hidden from their own Talmidim, the thousands of Talmidim they had. Reb Moshe and Reb Moshe Ber were Rosh Yeshivas, the Yeshivas of Zichronon. Since 1929 until 1993. But the two of them were not really revealed. They tried to hide, not to reveal their Torah. And people say there is a tradition in risk, not the published tower. It's true. But what is it? It's not there. It's a tradition in risk, not the published tower. The tradition is grounded in the fact that they felt that the Zohar cannot be revealed the moment it is reflected. It has to go through a process, a threefold process, known in physics as reflection, refraction, and diffraction. What is reflection? Reflection, by definition, means whether it's in connection with waves of light or waves of sound. It means that the body emits waves that bounces back to the place from which it emanated. Reb Chaim Malozhin, as well as his father, the Beis Halevi, and his grandfathers, the Bitzale, Reb Chaim Malozhin, so they task was a relatively simple task, to reflect the Torah that was given as China, to reflect it in all the corners of the earth. When my father, Ramesha, came to America in 1929, then he had a more difficult task. Reflection couldn't have been enough. Reflection is possible when there is one medium. In Malozhin, in Brisk, there was one medium for which the rays of the light of the Torah were able to penetrate. There was no necessity to have recourse to the process of refraction, which means the bending of the rays. When the rays of the sun have to change their direction from one medium into another, from the medium of pure air into the medium of water, of rain, then there is a bending of the rays, but no breaking off of the rays. But sometimes, when the rays of the sun have to penetrate to an opaque body, opaque person, then bending is not enough. Then there is a law of nature that the rays of the sun have to manipulate, to penetrate, by breaking off into the spectrum of colors. This is the phenomenon of the rainbow. Eskashti nosati bo'ono. That was the covenant. Every covenant was coupled with a symbol. What was the symbol that expressed the covenant between the Rebbein Shalom and the whole human race is the rainbow. When does a rainbow happen? When it starts raining, there is a flood, keep some point, no sun, then all of a sudden the sun comes out. Then the sun not only is required to change its medium, but it has to manipulate, to break off into its numerous and multifarious components called the spectrum of colors. And then we sing our belly there, describing the king of all, Kimare Hashemesh Bisechonon Kimare Kim. That is the Mara of the king. The king Godel was the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael. indirectly of all humanity. He was Miss Powell for Shonin, the Sitani. He was a spiral for spiritual light for the whole Jewish people. How to do it? You have to resort to the spectrum of colors. You have to break off into the numerous and multifarious ways. Father Gamache came to the United States. He had to change the media. In the Times days, in the Mussolini's days, in the Sims days, in the Velefusina's days, in the Mussolini's days, in the Primalogina's days. So, the way to shed light was a very simple one. Relatively speaking, all he had to do is to explain the Yoni Hator. But when the Gamache came to the United States, he had to penetrate into students who were living in a different medium, in a medium of Torah and Chochmas Lula, Chochmas Elam. It wasn't easy for my father and nation to explain concept of Shtoris, concept of Akira Anochi. My father used to say, used to tell me, when I give a shiur on Rav Kazoke, it's so simple. I don't have to explain 10 times, but when I give a shiur on Akira Anochi, on Shtoris, in the Machshuv Hashtar, Nasek is an accurate base of the Vesn, that an ordinary piece of paper, it testifies everything. Everything is ignoring Shuvah's principle. I have to explain it several times, and I have to prepare it. How to explain it? Because the students, Yeshiva's Obstacle Honon, who are raised in a different media, they can grasp concepts of stories of Akira Tzirachanoch. They can grasp Rav Kazoke, Svetzik. That's a very simple thing. Every judge can understand that, but not the concept of stories. When my brother Reb Shiber became Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Tzirachanoch, so then in 1940, then he had a bigger challenge to penetrate the Mishkat Torah into paid students, not Chas V'Sholem, criticizing them. They were paid because they were raised in an environment that is hostile to Torah. He had to resort to giving lectures in Jewish philosophy. In Chayus HaRovish, Miren Mukim, in Kuzari. So that was the most difficult challenge. But he fulfilled that function of diffraction, of breaking off the rays of the Torah into its numerous components gloriously and successfully. And now I would like to mention certain Pesukim by Yeshiv that is very relevant to my father Rebbe Shabbat. In Reishis on Zion, the Torah says, in the soil of Abbas Yeshiv, Nikol Bonov, Kibben Shkunim Loi, Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, loved his son Yosef more than any other children. Why? Because he was Ben Shkunim. What's the pshat in Ben Shkunim? So three pshat. One pshat is, he was his son who was Neilat at the old age of Yaakovim. The other pshat is Shehoyo Ben Haki. He was a very wise, smart son, in the sense of a Zokeh or Mishkan Chacham. That Yosef HaTzadik was mekabel the whole Torah that Yaakov received, learned in the Medrash of Shin Beit. We also like this passage, and in order to symbolize Yaakov's preference to Yosef, he made him a striped shirt, that you are echot. His father's saw that Yaakov knew the father loved Yosef more than any one of them. In all the English translations, it is translated, they hated him. It's a very natural translation. Even disliked him is a very inaccurate translation. In my opinion, Yisnoise means they resented him. Not that they hated him, not that they disliked him, but they resented him because they loved him and they wanted that Yosef should be one of them, but they felt that he was superior to them. Not because they didn't have that potential. They had the same potential as Yosef, but Yosef tried all the time to galvanize the potential. They didn't, so they are jealous. Jealousy is not grounded in hatred. Sometimes it is conducive to hatred. Jealousy is grounded in an inability, in not being ready, not an inability, to do what the other person does. The other person does his utmost to galvanize his potential, and they don't. So Yochlu, they couldn't, they resented him so much, they couldn't even talk peace with him. Yachlin, Yisit Chalim, Yisif was a dreamer, and he dreamt. But Yagitlach, he didn't, this time, he didn't tell his father Yaakov. The second dream, he told his father Yaakov. Yosef dreamt two chalims. One dream it was, we know Neir, we know Nitzobim, the Sirchas Hodeh, and the Almim Alun. The father brothers were standing in the field, and they were binding sheaves. And of course, Yosef was also binding his sheaves. And then, all of a sudden, their sheaves started to encircle and walk around the sheaves of Yosef. And then they bowed down to Yosef's sheaves. That was one dream. The second dream was a more glorious dream, a more spiritual. Nay, Hashemesh by Reach, symbolizing Yaakov and Leh, the Hadassah Kehobim, and the seven stars, symbolizing the brothers of Yosef. And they are all bound down to Yosef HaTzadik. That was a very strange thing. That dream, he told his father Yaakov, and Yaakov rebuked him, but the obvious shamar's had on. Yaakov felt he was convinced that this is not an ordinary dream that Halim showed you have been, but it's a prophetic dream that is destined to be fulfilled. So they resented him more, and they started to dislike him more. And he says, by Saber Lovim, the Lechov, by Yigal Be'aviv, by Yimalei, מאכל עם הזה השכלות, הבין הבין, אני מיימחו, תלוכיחו, להשתחלש לך ארצה. וכאנו ביוחיף, איכו, ושעוד נשמע שם. What did this dream symbolize? Melody. Yakovin was also a dreamer. Yes, it is mentioned in Aichi. He dreamt of a dream of a Shulamut of Harzum. The rain shame at the Ashamaimo. He led us enough on earth on complete ground and its top. This is somewhere. Yes, that's a week. Than two dreams, but the two dreams were really two component dreams of Yaakov's one dream. But Yaakov lived in a time when everyone he mingled with, that was before he arrived in Haran. So everyone he mingled with was convinced of the heritage of Abraham and Yitzchak. So it was one dream was enough. He had a dream of the Shulamut of Harzum of Eishin Adi Hashemayim. But Yosef dreamt of the day when he'll go to Egypt and he'll become prime minister of Pagan Egypt. He talked to them about Shulamut of Harzum of Eishin Adi Hashemayim. They'll consider him crazy. They had no concept of Shemayim. They only had a concept of Arzim. So he had to analyze his father Yaakov's dream into two dreams. And the prime himself was criticized by many people who recognized that the prime's Torah is the Amidah Shel Torah, but they criticized him by calling him the chemiker, the chemist. The Chaim also discovers there are two halachas, two din. No, they found there is always one din, not one halacha. They resented him, and the brothers of Yosef also resented Yosef because he dreamt two dreams. But in the days of Yosef, in the pagan world, in Egypt, where everything, even the birds, absorb pagan melodies, Yosef had to dream two dreams. The same problem was with my father Ephraim. It's not his fault. And I'm not criticizing any of them at all, and any Rosh Hashiveh. But it's your dua that the Rosh Hashiveh, the daily Torah in America, alienated themselves from Rosh Hashiveh. Why? What did Rosh Hashiveh do? He gave shiurim in Aloha 5 hours. There's no other Rosh Hashiveh ever did it. Nothing more than that. But he also gave lectures in philosophy, in Chibes Alvodis, in the Kuzar, in the Meir Yeruchim. That they could not do. They could not do it because they didn't know how to break the ways of the Torah into its various spectrum powers. So then they resented him to an extent that even some of the Rishon Torah that they heard and they liked and they enjoyed and they realized it sheds light on certain sugyas and shas. They mentioned it in a published form in the name of Rav Chaim, not in the name of my father, the Chayyavach. I'm not criticizing them. If I had been among them, probably would behave the same way. I should have given him. But let me quote certain sukkim from Malachi of the Brochet that Yaakov Avinu bestowed Then Theosthenes, himself is a fruitful bowl. Theos Halioi, a fruitful bowl by the well, whose branches run over the well, the archers. Well, the archers, not the Egyptians, but the Israel, his own brothers. His own brothers to whom he was so close, they were the archers who sincerely wish him survive, cast arrows against Joseph. The archers fiercely attacked him and shattered him and hated him, but his bow, a bow in strength, he didn't fail, and the arms of his strength were made supple by the hands of the almighty God of Jacob. From the shepherd, the stone of Israel, by the God of my father, who shall help me. And by the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heavens above, blessings of the deep that couches beneath, blessings of the breath and of the womb. Yosef was endowed with all the genes that he inherited from his father Yaakov, and the genes he inherited from his mother Rachel. Together with the milk Yosef as a child sucked from the breast of Rachel, he also sucked concepts of bushing, concepts of chesed, and of course the Achim of Yosef presented it. My brother Yosef, the Achim, the Bnei Shalom, blessed him with all the genes of his father Meshe and his grandfather Chaim, his great ancestors, to be Salemi, the seed of Chaimalojana, and was blessed with all the genes of my mother's Chaimalojana, of Chaimalojana. And that's why he was here to become the Rishka Mishpacha. Not that the other brothers were not able, but the other brothers did not try to galvanize the qualities that they inherited from their parents, Yosef did. We'd like to conclude with two statements. One statement, and I beg each and every one of you not to misunderstand me. I don't want and I don't mean to single out any child of my mother and sister. They're all the same. But everybody has his destiny. Just as Yosef had the tragic but fortunate destiny, as the Bnei Shalom said to Yaakov Avinu, the Yosef Yoshis Yodei Mecha, Yosef your son will put his hand on your eyes before you die. That is a truth that not everybody is able. I was in Zeichen. I was Mishamish, my father. I was in Zeichen that I should put my hands on the eyes of my father, Zechayim Levach, 52 years ago. But Rabbi Yeshubel, my brother, was Eicha. And he was there with my father the last few moments. He woke up And then he had to say the Birkas HaShachar. So he said to my brother, Baron, you're bad here. You're about Zon, the Birkas HaShachar, but the Chodesh Kukeach. So do the Zon, the Birkas HaShachar, this Vasher, over my hand, for water, over my hands, and say to the HaShachar, Unichalem Samomen. So then, my brother did it. He filled up with pail a cup of water. He poured it on his hands. He wiped his hands and made all the Birkas HaShachar. And then my father said to him, "Well, who the wrong stay there? Erstens, I was the kind of them. The Pasuk of Yeshev, Yoshis, Yodei Alinech. Zweitens, you're the zone. As the Pasuk. Smach zvum mitisacho, mi socha berlech." Didn't explain. And then he closed his eyes. And what he meant for is the Medrash. Rabbi, smach zvum mitisacho, mi tseischo melon azeh, mi socha berlech. Ve'ei, shmar zvum mitisecho, v'tzei shchol melo mazeh leo mabo, v'msocho bo lecho, leo mabo. So, I will say it for a missionary. Shmar zvum mitisecho, v'tzei shchol melo mazeh leo mabo, v'msocho bo lecho. But I want to single out two children. That Yitzhak Tversky and Natala Tversky. They were zeiche to that schutz, to the care of their father, Rabbi Nissen Berg, on the last days of his life. And yesterday I walked over to Natala's house and I stayed there 2.5 hours. And the whole chair. And I was not allowed to say to him, and then they sent me to the farm. But for Emmatara, I was not saying to him either. But every half hour, I saw Tara stood up and bend the face and took a good look at my brother as he was lying on the floor, the talus covering the mouth. And she looked at her father, whose eyes she wasn't able to see then, with so much love and affection. I'm 75 years old. Dear, I'll be 76 years old. I never saw that. She didn't look, I saw many mothers looking at their deceased children with love and affection. Never saw in my life a daughter looking loose with so much affection at her father who was lying on the floor, covered with a talus. And then I felt a certain jealousy for the power and for the Yitzchak that they were there to this tragic and fortunate truth. Then I want to tell, to repeat one more thing that my brother mentioned in Hesped 52 years ago over my father in 1940. He said when the Chaim Malozhiner passed away, his son Ravitzel, his Malmokin Malozhiner, said to all the Talmidim Malozhiner. At the time, Malozhin had very few Talmidim. I don't think they had 100 Talmidim. So he said, Talmidim of Malozhin, the Medrash Eicha tells us that when the Mishamidrash was destroyed and was in flames, so the Pirchei Tumi, the young Bnei Torah, in the Mishamidrash, went up to the roof of the Mishamidrash. and he threw down the keys. And he said to the ratio of people who took the keys and went, "Please, take it." And then the figurative hand came out from heaven and grabbed the keys. And this Horizon said, "You think that it was to the credit of the Puritan, no, Hashem. It's in criticism of the Puritan. That was the biggest blunder that the Puritan made. If they hadn't thrown the keys into the fire, then in a short time, with the required effort, they would have been able to rebuild the Bisandios. Don't repeat that blunder. I'm telling now, told the Mitzvah, not only the seventh here, but all the Mitzvah in the United States and Canada and in Israel, don't repeat that mistake. Don't swallow the keys of the Bisandios Beyat of Yeshiva Sovitz Ohanam, where Mishpachas Brisk have been penetrating lines of Torah since 1929. Don't throw the keys into the fire. Keep the keys and rebuild the gates of the Mishpachas Beyat Yeshiva Sovitz Ohanam. Let us hope that we'll be destined to see the day of Bilhamos Nesach, Mohan Shimokim, Dimo Yalkova.